This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Gothenburg, Sweden this evening on the third leg of his five-nation tour after concluding his visit to the Netherlands. He was received at the airport by the Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson. During his two-day visit to Sweden, Mr. Modi will hold bilateral talks with his Swedish counterpart and review the entire gamut of bilateral relations. The two sides also expected to explore new avenues of cooperation in trade, green transition, artificial intelligence, emerging technologies, startups, resilient supply chains, defense, space, climate action and people-to-people ties. The two prime ministers will also jointly address the European Roundtable for Industry, a leading pan-European business forum, along with President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. Before departing for Gothenburg, Dutch Prime Minister Rob Jetten personally came to Amsterdam Airport to bid farewell to Prime Minister Modi. During his two-day visit to the Netherlands, Prime Minister Modi held bilateral talks with his Dutch counterpart. The two countries signed 17 agreements to strengthen cooperation in defense, critical minerals and other key sectors. Both leaders also expressed deep concern over the situation in West Asia and its implications for global energy supplies and trade networks. In and Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated the Innovation and Incubation Center at the National Institute of Design and IT in Gandhinagar, Gujarat. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah highlighted the importance of the National Institute of Design, saying it is an institution that connects creativity with entrepreneurship. He said institutions like NID provide youth with the right platform for innovation and professional development. Mr. Shah, who is on a two-day visit to Gujarat, also inaugurated a newly built 5 lakh litre capacity plant of Madhur Dairy in Gandhinagar today. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today virtually flagged off new express train service between Bengaluru and Mumbai, boosting rail connectivity between Karnataka and Maharashtra. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav said the long-pending demands of people in South and North Karnataka are now being fulfilled. He also announced that the Vande Bharat sleeper service between Bengaluru and Mumbai is expected to begin soon. Highlighting railway infrastructure growth, the minister said Karnataka currently operates 12 pairs of Vande Bharat trains. He added that bullet train corridors connecting Bengaluru with Hyderabad and Chennai have also been approved. The new Keralam government led by Congress leader V.D. Satheesan will be sworn in tomorrow in Thiruvananthapuram. Congress had announced Satheesan as the next chief minister of Keralam on the 14th of this month, putting an end to the high drama and suspense that lasted for 10 days. The Congress-led United Democratic Front secured a more than two-thirds majority in the Keralam assembly elections. However, the alliance was unable to decide its chief ministerial phase due to lobbying by different camps and protests by workers at the ground level. In the United Arab Emirates, a drone strike triggered a fire outside the Baraka nuclear power plant in Abu Dhabi today. According to the Abu Dhabi media office, the blaze broke out in an external electrical generator located outside the plant's perimeter. Authorities said that there were no injuries and no impact on radiological safety levels. In Russia, 4 persons were killed, including an Indian worker, in the largest Ukrainian drone attack on Moscow and nearby regions in more than a year. Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin said at least 12 people were injured in the overnight strikes, while Russian authorities claimed that 81 drones targeting Moscow were intercepted. In badminton, India's Shreyansi Valishetty clinched the silver medal in the women's singles at the Baoji China Masters in China today. She went down to local favourite An Chi-yeon in straight sets, 14-21, 6-21, in the summit clash of the Super 100 event at the Baoji City Gymnasium. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru have set a target of 223 runs for Punjab Kings in Dharmashala, chasing the target Punjab Kings 185 for 6 in 18.1 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.